August 20, Jeremiah 35, 1-19, the Rechabites. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Jeremiah 35:18-19. God commanded Jeremiah to gather the Rechabites into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and set wine before them, and invite them to drink. Jeremiah did as the Lord commanded them, but they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab the son of Rechab our father commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words? Saith the Lord, the words of Jonadab the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine or perform, for unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandments. Here God contrasts the obedience of the Rechabites with the disobedience and rebellion of his people, who will not receive his words of warning and reproof. The Rechabites were commended for their ready and willing obedience, while God's people refused to be reproved by their prophets. If the requirements of a good and wise father who took the best and most effectual means to secure his posterity against the evils of intemperance were worthy of strict obedience, surely God's authority should be held in as much greater reverence as he is holier than man. Our Creator and our Commander, infinite in power, terrible in judgment, seeks by every means to bring men to see and repent of their sins. By the mouth of his servants, he predicts the dangers of disobedience. He sounds a note of warning and faithfully reproves sin. His people are kept in prosperity only by his mercy, through the vigilant watch care of chosen instrumentalities. He cannot uphold and guard a people who reject his counsel and despise his reproofs. For a time he may withhold his retributive judgments, yet he cannot always stay his hand.